Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. Robert L. Dillenschneider is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to the year 2000. And so that means that later this year, in September, he'll celebrate a 10-year anniversary with us. So we'll have to make sure that happens. Bob is our number one public relations expert in the Brain Trust. He's been with us many times over the years to talk to us about these things. In fact, his new book is called the AMA's Handbook of Public Relations. They should have called it the Bible. If Bob wrote it, it should be the Bible of Public Relations. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillenschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show. I didn't realize it's been 10 years, but boy, it's all gone pretty quickly.
Well, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Bob?
It always does. And you know, it's amazing. I guess when we started, who was the president, George Bush or Bill Clinton? I'm not sure.
Well, actually, Bill Clinton was still the president when we started.
And now we have Obama.
Yeah, now we have we've covered the waterfront, haven't we? Hey,
Bob, pretty excited out there.
Exactly, Bob. I want to talk about public relations in a little bit, but before we do that, I wanted to get your thoughts on the summit that's going to happen today between President Obama and the leadership of both members of both houses of both houses and both parties are meeting with President Obama today to talk about the health care reform debate. What do you think is going to happen today?
Well, this is obviously very important, but actually it's not very important. I mean, we're talking about the health care of 300 million Americans and probably 50 million that are uninsured, and even more than that, perhaps. And what I think Obama's going to do is put on the table his old health care bill. He's going to cut that out with all the pork that was in it. So we're going to look at a 2,700-page bill. The Republicans, John Boehner, going to say, let's get back to a clean sheet of paper and start over. They're going to look at each other. They're going to wonder about what's going to happen in November when the Republicans are very successful and nothing's going to happen. That's what's going to take place.
So what you're saying is that this meeting might not last past the fruit cup. You know, this thing might be over real quick. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of posturing that'll go on. And so the meeting will probably take several hours, but I don't anticipate a result that's going to make anything happen for the people.
Well, you know, public relations, Bob, is a lot of public relations is about positioning and imaging and messaging, isn't it?
That's correct. That's exactly right.
And so the reason that what I've been predicting, Bob, is that as today's meeting is going to wind up being a negative for the Republicans, and here's why. Number one, they don't have the bully pulpit. President Obama has that currently, and number two, as I said yesterday, in the Olympic sport of politics, Democrats are better at it than Republicans are. And so I think that this meeting today is fraught with danger for the Republicans. What do you think?
Well, I think you could be right. The Republicans really should be doing what Toyota should have done and didn't do. They should be flooding the airwaves and the newspapers right now and the key congressional districts right now before the meeting with their position. They have not done that. So they've just come out with some general statement. And you're correct. Obama does have the bully pulpit, and he will use it.
Well, and as I said, and the Democrats, they're just better at the game of politics. And folks, that's not a derogatory statement. I mean, that's the game that they play up there. And they're just – the Democrats are just better at it. And which brings me to, you know, which is the point that you just made. When the Republicans fail to get their message out, which you would have advised them to do that as a public relations expert, you would have said, guys, you know, this is what you need to do. And interestingly, Bob, you're the second PR expert that I've had on the show this week who said exactly that. And the other person, Rich Galen, said exactly what you said. He said,
I would have billboards, I'd have newspaper articles. Wherever people would hear me, if I were the Republicans, I would be getting that message out. Now, why aren't they listening to people like you guys?
I don't know. I've tried to get a point of view across, but it just hasn't taken. But I've been trying it for 40 years, and it hasn't taken. So maybe I'm just trying to get the wrong point of view across.
Well, maybe so.
I think people out there are hungry for information, Jim.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how the meeting goes today. And folks, I think it's going to be some theater. It's going to be televised too, isn't it, Bob?
It's going to be televised, just like the hearings on the Toyota Motor Car Company.
Yeah.
It seems like we get a televised hearing from Washington almost every day now. I wonder what that means.
It seems like it. Well, hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about public relations with regards to small businesses. And Bob Dillenstein is just the guy to do it. He'll help us with that. After these messages, it's 20 till. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day,
it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We hope you'll yet take advantage of it. There's no barrier to entry. We built all that just for you so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. My blog is there. My newsletter is there. Don't forget to subscribe to that. That's free. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can listen. You can read. You can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, or anywhere in between on any topic. Under the Small Business Sun, we got something that will help you. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. And don't forget, if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Bob Dillenstein is our guest. Robert L. Dillenstein is the name on the new book, the AMA Handbook of Public Relations. Bob, it's just out now. I know just released this month. Thank you for letting us help you launch the book. But see, if I had been advising you and the other folks on your book, knowing you as I do, I think this should have been called the AMA Bible of public relations, because with your name on it, it needs to be, you know, at that level.
Well, Jim, it's a great privilege, first off, to be on the show, and I hope people like the AMA Handbook on Public Relations. It was not an easy book to write. It basically says you need to understand how to write a plain English sentence that can convince people to do something. That's what it says.
Yeah.
It says that all the technology in the world is wonderful, but if you can't convince somebody to communication of a basic English sentence, some powerful words, your technology is not going to work.
You know, Bob, the way people can appreciate what you just said is they'll get a resume from someone, or see something that someone has written, and they're considering hiring them for whatever reason. And what they read that this person has written has some kind of errors, or it's not well written, or whatever, and it tarnishes the expectations, doesn't it?
And it diminishes your
effectiveness with people if you can't convey the message.
The recipient makes the assumption that mistakes are going to be repeated on his or her watch, and that's not a good thing.
Or that quality control is not important to this person.
That's the problem, and there's absolutely no room for lack of solid performance here.
Right, exactly. What do you think small business owners should? You know, I think most small business owners think that public relations is just for the big companies. What do you have to say about that?
Oh no, I think small business owners can use public relations very effectively and actually overcome big companies. They can, in today's environment, they can emphasize their customer loyalty, their customer support, the value they provide. There's a lot of things they can emphasize that big companies can't do. It's amazing. A small business can reach out and touch somebody. It can actually communicate with a customer. A small businessman takes a call from a customer. A small businessman makes a call to a customer. A small businessman sends a letter to a customer, responds to a letter. Big business doesn't do that.
Well, exactly. And another thing that this book encompasses, one of the reasons why I think it's an important book for this moment, is because you take into consideration the fact that public relations today exists in a digital world.
It does indeed, and cyberspace has changed everything for all of us. But again, no matter how effective you are with Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, any of these different Bing, any of these different devices, if you can't communicate with a fundamental English sentence that convinces people of your point of view, all the technology is worthless.
Well, back to the different social media tools and everything that we were just talking about there, Bob. This is an area, back to your point about so how small business owners can actually win the PR war. To me, this is what's exciting about public relations for small businesses in the 21st century, because with all the public relations, with all the social media platforms that are out there, and the way these things are being accepted and adopted by more and more people, ultimately everyone, this democratizes the power of public relations for small businesses, doesn't it?
This has been the great equalizer. It's like the U.S. Army. The pizza shop that's run by three or four people can now compete with Domino's and with Pizza Hut. The small appliance store can compete with the big Radio Shack. So this is the great equalizer today, and there's a tremendous opportunity for small business to use it to vault ahead.
One of the things, Bob, about that's interesting about public relations that I think a lot of small business owners fail to appreciate, and probably a lot of big companies, is the concept that I'm going to use, maybe, and forgive me if this is what you say or if you say it a different way, but I'm going to call it banking public relations. Going ahead and getting good public relations, acquiring some good feelings from your customers or from the public at large, getting that in advance and having that already banked up in the event, in the occasion that you have some bad news that you have to overcome. What do you think about that, Bob?
Well, I think it's very important to do, first off, but I also think that right now the public, the large general public, is yearning, calling, pleading for some good news.
Yeah.
They want a positive experience. They've had so many negative experiences through the economy, Obama. They've been let down so many times. They're saying, where's the beef? I'm an American. I'd like to have an opportunity to see my birthright realized here. This is a huge moment in history.
And that's something, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about that. I've been, lately, Bob, I've been talking about a quote from one of the inaugural addresses of Abraham Lincoln, where he talked about appealing to our to the nature of our better angels. And I want you to talk about how we can use that kind of an attitude, how we can incorporate that into a public relations strategy, even in our small businesses. And we'll do that right after these messages, folks. It's 10 Till. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good buddy Robert L. Dylan Schneider on the show. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for almost 10 years and an outstanding resource for us. And his new book is called The AMA Handbook of Public Relations, and with a foreword by CNBC's Maria Bartiromo. So folks, check that out. It's available, Bob, wherever books are sold, right?
Wherever books are sold, Jim, and obviously on Amazon. Everything's sold on Amazon these days.
Exactly.
I am, frankly, waiting for Blessing Games, a new book.
Well, we're working on that one, and you'll be the first to know. Hey, Bob, the website also is it DylanSchneider.com?
Yeah, DylanSchneider.com it is.
DylanSchneider.com, folks, just like you would think it would be spelled. You can Google Bob, too, by the way, and find out what he's up to. And it's an outstanding public relations firm, marketing firm. Bob, as we went to the break, I talked about something that I found a while back in one of Abraham Lincoln's inaugural addresses, where he's talked about appealing to the nature of our better angels. And I think he was talking about what makes Americans, and what makes America great, our better angels. And if I could say to President Obama right now, I would say to him, President Obama, you know, the policies are fine. Let other people handle that. Let your folks, let Congress worry about the laws and the regulations. If you want to turn this economy around, if you want to get America to follow you. Start appealing to our better angels. Get out of the weeds and start appealing to our better angels. What do you think, Bob?
I think the idea of giving America back to individuals and having them take responsibility for their actions, and particularly including small business as a driver of the economy,
yeah,
is exactly right. And this is not what's happening right now. We're coming up with a bunch of vague, generalized plans that have no relationship to individuals or the economy. It's a very serious problem.
Well, and see, this is a public, and this, to me, this is an excellent public relations campaign, would be an excellent public relations campaign for President Obama, because we don't want our leader to talk to us about tax cuts or tax hikes or some kind of policy stuff. We want our leaders to talk to us about vision and about ideas and about what we can accomplish with those things, don't we?
I think that one of the best ways to look at this, Jim, is the people in the oil patch down in the Southwest.
Yeah.
These are wildcatters. They don't spend a lot of time thinking about regulations or laws or blue laws. They just go out and find oil. And they've done it, and they've failed many times, by the way, but they've done it consistently over the years. I think there's another way to think about it. People in the South generally have been small business people. They've pulled themselves up by their bootstraps against incredible odds. You got to give these people a chance. If you do that, they can make a difference in the economy.
Do you think that President Obama contemplates the people you just mentioned very much?
I don't think he thinks about it at all. This is a community organizer from the west side of Chicago who I think did a pretty good job there. And his roots are in Chicago, and that's kind of it.
Now, the interesting thing about what you just told us, Bob, is 1 year ago, you were very hopeful. You were actually a supporter of President Obama, weren't you?
Well, I've always wanted the president, no matter who it is, even Bill Clinton, to succeed. And I want Obama to succeed. But my concern is that he's not going to succeed in the current way he's operating. That's my concern.
Yeah. Well, and how much of that do you think is because of who he is or who he's being advised by? What do you think?
I think he's probably a pretty smart guy, but I think he's also surrounded by a number of people who really don't understand what's taking place in the country and who really don't have a feeling for the small business person, the small owner, the individual out there who is going to make a significant difference if they let that person loose.
And I think what you just said is a lesson for small business owners from the standpoint of who we listen to. You know, sometimes we think we're pretty smart. We think we know exactly what needs to be done, but sometimes we're too close to the issue, and we need to have what a friend of mine calls loving mirrors. We need people who will tell us the truth in a way that will help us. And I think that's a lesson small business owners can learn. What do you think, Bob?
No question about it. I think small business owners are pretty smart. I mean, they have to be, because they don't have the cushion that big business has. But small business owners need to be turned loose, and that will make the economy move. If we had just 50,000 small business people in this country hire one or two people, we'd begin to seriously solve the unemployment problem.
That's exactly right. And all we're waiting on is something to be hopeful for, not more government policies. Hey, Bob, I know you're on the road. You're traveling overseas soon. Safe travels on that, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Jim, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Bob Dillerschneider, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called The AMA's Guide to Public Relations. Brand new, out just right now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from Houston, Texas. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.